Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome to News and Views. I'm your host, Rob Schofield. At the start of the last decade, when Republicans took over the state legislature, North Carolina was home to what most considered an average unemployment insurance system. Taxes on employers were among the lowest in the nation, and benefits, both in terms of the size of the average weekly benefit and the length of time people could potentially collect them, were in the middle of the pack. Today, things are very different. While taxes remain very low, benefits and eligibility have been slashed so that they are the least generous in the nation. Less than 1 in 10 unemployed workers even collects insurance benefits. One of the lawmakers arguing for repairing some of the damage is State Senator Wiley Nickel of Wake County. Recently, Senator Nickel joined me by phone to discuss his recommendations for making the system work to help more of those who've lost jobs through no fault of their own. Well, Senator Wiley Nickel, welcome back to News and Views. It's sure good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
You know, we're in an interesting time in America, and of course, recession beckons, it looks like, at this point. And one of the key tools for government responding to a recession is unemployment insurance. It's a way of putting money in the pocket of people who will spend it and getting money into the economy and easing the pain. But North Carolina has made a lot of dramatic changes to its unemployment insurance system over the last decade, and you've recently been speaking out about that. Can you tell us sort of some of what's been going on there?
Yeah, thanks so much. I mean, this is something that should really get people upset from a public policy perspective. I'm kind of an accidental advocate for this issue. I was appointed to a joint committee in the legislature of 8 members, and I'm the only Democrat on the committee. I've used that as a platform to really start getting the conversation going, but we have the worst unemployment benefits in the entire country. We pay only about 10% of people who are unemployed, you know, actually get the benefits, and we pay them just about less money than anywhere else in the country, and they get those benefits for less time than just about anywhere else in the country. And so when you combine all that, we're the lowest. And the thing that really is the kicker for me is we have been putting billions of dollars into our unemployment trust fund, and we have more money in this trust fund than just about any other state in the country. So it's just intentionally cruel for folks who need it the most. And, you know, like you said, when you talk about recession, the absolute number one thing that economists tell you is the backstop for our economy is unemployment benefits. You know, as coronavirus moves and we could be, you know, moving into a recession, this is something that should be, you know, front and center for policymakers in Raleigh.
Well, the remarkable thing about it to me is that it hasn't always been this way. A decade ago, when there was a conservative takeover of the North Carolina General Assembly, our unemployment insurance system was pretty much in the middle of the pack. Our taxes were still very low. Many employers were paying zero tax rate, but we had benefits that were certainly not exorbitant, but they were about average for the country. And the reason we're now at the bottom in all of these categories is directly the result of policy decisions that have been made by some of your colleagues at the General Assembly.
You know, you're absolutely right. We slashed benefits in 2013 and made it harder to qualify for unemployment benefits. We take in tax revenue of about $500 million from employers every year, but we only pay out $170 million in benefits. So we're socking away, you know, over $350 million a year into this trust fund. The point I'm, you know, trying to make is as loud and as often as I can is we should be putting that money into our economy and helping those who need it the most, those who are, you know, unemployed through no fault of their own. And that's what the system's designed to do. And we're just neglecting those folks in a way that is just cruel.
What do you think is behind this? Is it an ideological belief? I mean, I personally have heard some lawmakers down through the years, some conservative lawmakers at the General Assembly, express the point of view that we really shouldn't even have unemployment insurance, that essentially it's a welfare program. I wonder, do you think these changes were driven by that sort of ideology, or was there some other reason that we made all these dramatic cuts to how we help people who've lost their jobs?
It is a reflection of everything that the Republican leaders in the legislature have done. Intentionally, they don't like unemployment. They don't like anything at all that has to do with it. And they've succeeded in just gutting this program. I mean, we're not near the middle. We're not near the bottom. We are dead last when it comes to unemployment. And it's something that will matter to folks, especially, you know, as we start talking about the effect of coronavirus on our economy and people start being fired. And again, I think what's important about this for folks to understand is this isn't just people that are unemployed. These are people that qualify for these benefits who are laid off, downsized, not fired for cause. These are folks that lost their job because their company went out of business, their factory shut down.
Right.
You know, and it's a temporary program just to let people get back on their feet. We could be putting a lot of money into our economy in the time when we need it.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about unemployment insurance. Of course, right now, North Carolina only provides an average benefit of around $264 a week, which when you think about it, how a family could live off of $264 a week is pretty tough. Obviously, anybody that's in a pickle like this, it's not like they're socking that money away. They're spending it as soon as it comes in the door. It's going for rent. It's going to buy groceries. It's going for the necessities of life. And so unemployment insurance is also, from an economic perspective, a really effective way to pump money into the economy rather than, say, large tax cuts for large corporations that would take a long time to trickle down into the economy.
And the federal government says, you know, in this trust fund we have for a state our size, we only need to have about $2 billion in it. We have over $4 billion in this trust fund. So from a public policy perspective, we could make some very easy changes to the system and get that money into our economy with no pain at all. And I think just the important thing to note, too, employers don't pay much for this. An average covered employee, you know, an employer only pays about $136 a year for this program. So, you know, we're not talking about raising taxes or doing anything. We're just talking about using money that we've got sitting in a pool.
Well, now, you mentioned the fact that you're the only Democratic member of this committee that's looking into this issue. It's probably safe to say you're going to meet some resistance when you make some of these arguments. I take it it's probably an uphill battle to make any kind of significant changes in the near term.
You know, I think initially, you know, when I first joined this committee, my Republican colleagues looked at me like I was nuts. But now that they're realizing that this is actually an important issue with coronavirus, I'm hoping we're going to get a new look at it. I think, you know, the public should take a look at this too, because you look at the graphs and the charts and there's every other state and then North Carolina just at the absolute bottom. So I'm hopeful. I'm always hopeful. I think it's just important for people to educate themselves on this issue. And everybody I talk to, when they see it, they say, God, I didn't realize it was that bad. That's what everybody who has an open mind comes to that conclusion as soon as they see the numbers.
We're talking with State Senator Wiley Nickel of Wake County, and I want to talk about a couple of other issues right now that are front and center in North Carolina politics as we confront the reality of the coronavirus taking on our state and causing a lot of big impacts. We still don't have a comprehensive state budget in North Carolina. There are a lot of ways in which if we could get together and find some common ground that this could make a difference for average people as well. Am I right about that?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's just indefensible that we haven't passed a budget. The only state in the country that hasn't passed a full budget. We just had a press conference the other day with teachers and retirees who are affected by the budget standoff. And again, it's the same argument. We have billions of dollars in North Carolina sitting unused because of dysfunction in government, you know, and that's money that should have gone to teachers for their raise, should have gone to retirees for a cost of living adjustment, and it hasn't. And we're not that far off, which is the really sad part for me. Roughly $2.25 billion sitting there unused. That money is just waiting to go to, you know, retirees and teachers, and the difference isn't that big. I'm hopeful that the new reality we live in with coronavirus, you know, will convince Republican leaders to come to the table. And the point for me, I think it's so important, is, you know, the governor issued a compromise proposal back in July, and Phil Berger and Republicans in the legislature have not responded. And if they have a proposal, they should put it in writing, but they just haven't. So, you know, all we can do is advocate for, you know, using that money the best way we think we can, and so far, nothing's happened.
The last issue I want to hit on before our time is up is the issue of Medicaid expansion. That's, of course, been one of the sticking points in this whole logjam that we've had over the budget. We at one point actually did have a Republican version of Medicaid expansion that got through committee overwhelmingly with bipartisan vote in the House, but then has now stalled out. I'm struck by the fact that it just doesn't seem to make much sense to have 500,000 or more North Carolinians uninsured at a time like now, when the last thing we want is someone debating whether or not to go to the doctor because they're afraid they can't pay for it. It seems like if the virus and this pandemic that's now affecting our society doesn't make the case for having universal health care, at least expansion of Medicaid, in some version, it's hard to imagine what will.
I just don't get it. You know, when somebody says, we'll give you $4 billion, you say yes. And that's what we're debating, is whether we just take $4 billion to give 500,000 North Carolinians health coverage. And you know, you pointed it out just right. There is a grim statistic here. Even before the coronavirus, you know, every year we don't expand Medicaid, the experts say 1,000 people die unnecessarily because they don't have health care. And that number will absolutely go up if we don't, because of coronavirus.
Well, we're really appreciative of the work you do to make the case for these important changes. We wish you all the best luck and energy and good health as you go forward in doing this. We look forward to talking to you again. Hopefully the General Assembly will be back in session. We'll talk more about some of these issues in the very near future. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, a conversation with one of the state's leading spokespeople for open and transparent government. Don't go away.